Well, good morning. Again, my name is Bonita, and I'm here in New Jersey. And we welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. This is our telecommunication sanctuary. This is Monday, the 18th of February. And tag this day, Move Your Mountain Monday, Matthew 17 and 20. We're going to open up this call so that we can hear the word that's going to come forth. We're going to open it up with prayer, and I'm going to move out the way. Good morning, Father God. Thank you for this day that you have given us, this day that we can recognize that you are our way maker. You are our mountain mover. We just need to have faith the size of a mustard seed, Father, and we do. We know that you can move the mountains that sometimes come before us. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth for the speaker. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who have moved so many mountains for us, Father. We appreciate that you planted a seed in them, Father, and it has grown over the years. We ask you to cover each and every person on this call, people that will hear this message in the future, our members, Father. We thank you so much for everything that you have done for us. We ask you to start our week out knowing that anything that comes before us right now, Father, within this week, we can move it. We can move it by your word, Matthew 17 and 20. Father God, we will now ask you to drop a rich, rich word in the speaker today and that we receive it. We will use our Bible, basic instructions before leaving this earth, to become even closer to you throughout the rest of this week. Father God, we thank you. In our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host.
Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
Yes, ma'am, Silver Fox, you got it.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone that has joined us on the call this morning. This is Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome you to the call. And if you would give me just a few moments, I'll give you a little background on the history of this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very, very, very powerful and great women of God. Our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer come before you. We have a mission statement, and it is to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. And there's a website that you can go to where all of our messages have been archived since the beginning of this call, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. So if you need an encouraging word from the Lord, you can always go back and pull up a message. Our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually, and corporately will clearly be seen. Thank you, Lord. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Bonita did so gracefully, or a host, or if you have a word that God has given you to share to his people, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And you ask, how did we come about to come together? And that was through this phenomenal, phenomenal anointed company called Artist Life. Now, it was established as Artist International over 28 years ago, and it's a common thread that brought us each and every one of us together in the morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best product, as Minister Terrell would say, on this side of heaven, to help the world become healthier and wealthier and changing lives every day. So if you'd like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to this call, and they would love to share with you and answer any questions you may have. So are you or someone you know experiencing challenges calling in on the live call? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Just follow the prompts and you will be joined in into the call. So share this information because I'm sure that there is some out there that would love to be on the call. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful product. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Now, today is Inspirational Monday, and our own Dr. P.K. Robert Patton will be the speaker. So immediately following this call, go back and fill your belly with some more words from the Lord. Now, remember, and get ready. It's coming up soon. Get ready to attend the Artist Life 2019 Extravaganza held in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Luxor Hotel, March 29th, 30th, and 31st. So get ready, get yourself prepared, get registered, and be there. We're looking for God to show up and show out. And there will be a Sunday morning worship service during this time. So prepare yourself and be blessed. Well, right now I'm going to get out of the way and bring forth the speaker of the day. And our speaker is a wonderful woman of God, Dr. Thomasina Pitkin, founder of Real Words Ministries Incorporated, and is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors to Real Word Ministries in June of 2004, and she immediately became an outreach ministry assisting the Battered Women's Shelter, ministering under the bridge, Brace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prison where we minister on a weekly basis to both male and females throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasina is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach and obtained her certification through CCE, Center for Accreditation and Education. She has a company, a real life coaching center, where she helps people transition in life. It is Dr. Thomasina's heart desire to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that their homes will be restored. She states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused with no direction due to their parents making a mistake. It is her heart's desire to reunite the family back together again. And also Dr. Thomasina's desire is to one day open the Real Hope Home where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasina truly believes that once a person knows better, they will do better. So right now, I'd like for you to join in with me to welcoming this wonderful, wonderful angel of God as she comes forth and delivers what thus says the Lord. Dr. Pickens, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Well, good morning. I hear you loud and clear. And God bless you. Allow God to use you, and we're looking forward to his word.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for that awesome and amazing greeting. It's always an honor and a privilege to be on this call. I praise God for the founders of this call. That is one of the first things that truly impressed me about Artists International was the fact that they gave the first part of their morning to the Lord in prayer and in a word. Amen. That's amazing. The word that God has given me for today is success on high. God has the plan. Success on high. God has the plan. So many people today, they're stressed out because they don't feel like they're where they need to be. And one of the things about success that truly inspires me is the fact that each and every one of us defines our own success. I'll say that again. Each one of us defines our own success. Success isn't just one thing. It's whatever God has given you to do. It's whatever God has given to you. If you do what God has given to you to do, then you are successful in the eyes of the Lord. 1 Peter 5 and 10 tells us that God will establish us. So many people are trying to do it on their own when in actuality they can't. You have to connect to God in order to do what God called and created you to do. So God will establish us, and he will establish us once we get to that place in him and we spend that quiet time with him. The quiet time that we need to spend with God is the time where he will reveal our purpose and the plan that he has for each and every one of us. It's when he'll share specifically the task that he has for you. Each person's task is different. We get frustrated and confused and unmotivated when we're trying to live out someone else's plan, when we're trying to box all of ourselves in and be the same. That's when we get frustrated and we get upset and we get confused and we begin to doubt things in life. But in our quiet time with the Lord is when he will begin to reveal himself to us and the plan that he has for each and every one of us individually. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, as I'm reading from the Amplified, Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him, for whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Diligent means constant in an effort to accomplish something, attentive and persistent in doing anything. So many times we'll do things for a brief period of time, and when we don't see the outcome that we heard we should see, we stop doing it. But when you diligently seek God, when you diligently do what he's asked you to do, you never stop because you don't get caught up on the results. You get caught up on what he told you to do. When you're focused on doing what God has called and created you to do, you're not necessarily results-driven. You are obedient-driven. You are driven by your obedience to God. And in that obedience is when God begins to bless you and when God begins to take you to that next level in him. Proverbs 16 and 3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Again, here we see the word establish. God wants us to be established. You know, when we meet people, one of the first things you want to ask the person, you know, we normally ask them, where do they work? Where do they live? Because we want to find out if they are established. Because in our mind, if someone is established, then they are committed, right? And so we want to know, where do you live? Where do you work? Where do you go to church? We want to know all these things because we're trying to determine if this person is settled, if they're established. And the only way we can be established is in God. So it's in that quiet time. All of us, we're moving around so much, and we're going here, and we're going there, and we're doing this and doing that. And we have to spend quality time in God's presence so that we can hear him clearly and we can do what he's called and created us to do. You'll always hear me say that, what we're called and created to do. Those are so important. That is so very important. So important. because you will get frustrated being in someone else's lane. You'll get frustrated trying to do what someone else is doing. You can only do what you've been called and created to do. So we'll look at people and we'll begin to say that they're more successful because they're doing this and doing that. And then when we try to do it, it may not work out for us because God has not given that to us. So now we'll feel like we're unsuccessful. The enemy has a way of messing with our minds. We'll feel unsuccessful when in actuality we are successful if we are obedient to God and doing what God's called and created us to do. So we can't look at someone else and try to compare ourselves to them. We can only compare ourselves to what the Father has told us to do. We can only compare ourselves to how God views each and every one of us. That's the only way. I saw something the pastor, Warren, he wrote. It was a teaching he did, and it blessed me, and I wanted to share it real quickly this morning. In order to succeed, he says, S, start working enthusiastically. Start working. Whatever God has given you to do, do it to the best of your ability without any excuses. The you, understand who you're really working for. That is so key. Understand that everything you do, you're doing it unto the Lord. C, concentrate on building your character. Concentrate on building your character. Stop looking around at everybody else and look at what God has given you to do. Look at your heart. Anything that's in your heart that shouldn't be there, jealousy, envy, all that, ask God to remove that from you. C, care about the people you're working with and for. Pray for those who are around you. Pray for those that God has connected you to. You know, we're so quick to throw people out. Don't throw them out. If God has created you and connected you to someone, there's purpose in that connection. Pray for them and pray for yourself and ask God to give you a heart to connect. Many times the person that gets on your nerves the most is the person that you need to connect to. And the enemy is trying to keep y'all apart because the enemy knows that if y'all ever make that connection, you're going to do some great and powerful things for the kingdom of God. So he'll keep you at odds with each other so that you cannot fulfill your purpose. E, exceed what is expected of you. Exceed what is expected of you. Always set expectations and always compete against yourself. Always do your very best, and once you do your very best, God Almighty will do the rest, but you have to do your best. The other E, expand your skills to succeed at your work. Expand your skills. We have to come out of this old way of thinking that I've been trained. You know, with God, it's a continuous training. He is always training us and preparing us, and we need to upgrade our skills. We can't be afraid of taking a class. We can't be afraid of attending a seminar. We have to expand our skills so that we can do what God has given us to do. And sometimes we can't do it because we don't have the skill set, and God is trying to push us to those connections so that we can get the skill set that we need in order to complete the task. So don't ever be afraid of having to say, I need more training. I need more education. Whatever it is that you need, go get it. God is amazing, but we have to absolutely do our part. D, dedicate your work to be used for God's purpose. Everything that you do, it has to be dedicated to God. We have to dedicate our children back to God. We have to dedicate our careers, our businesses. We have to dedicate it back to God. Whatever God gives you, you give it right back to him and watch and see, won't he bless it abundantly? He'll bless it more than you could ever imagine, but you have to give it back to him. We have to understand that when we're out here working, when we're out here working our businesses on these jobs, we have to have integrity. You have to work as if God Almighty is sitting right beside you, because guess what? He really is. The Holy Spirit is right there with you. We have to have integrity at all times, and we have to do the right thing because that's how God designed us. He really did design us to do the right thing. It's the enemy that causes us to take shortcuts and do the wrong thing. But when we do the right thing, God will bless it every time. So dedicate everything that God has given you. dedicate it back to him this day. If you haven't ever done it before, do it today. Lord, I dedicate everything back to you. I'm giving it back to you, Father God, and I'm thanking you for entrusting me with it. But I'm dedicating it to you, God. Everything that I do is for your glory and to make you look great. Not me, Lord, but to make you look great. And as you continue to speak those words into the atmosphere, you begin to continue to tell God that it's not about you, but it's always about him. He will bless the works of your hand because then he can trust you. Because you're not trying to build a platform for yourself. You're building a platform for God's glory. And God says, when you get to that place where you understand it's not about you, but it's about him, that's when he can open up the windows of heaven and he can pour you out more blessings than you can have room to hold. Watch what you say about yourself. Watch what you say about yourself. That's very critical. That's very important. That we're careful that we don't box God in with our very own words. Don't try to stay small. Let God get the glory in your life. Watch what you say. I used to always say years ago, I would have conferences, and a lot of people wouldn't come out. I would go into the prison, and just a few people would come out. And I kept saying over and over and over again, I don't like crowds. I don't like crowds. And I was thinking about the mall. I don't like going into the mall because there's too many people, and I don't like being crowded in, right? I don't like a lot of people around me. And my spiritual mother told me one day, she said, listen to what you're saying. You're cursing your own conferences because you keep professing that you don't like something. And I never put the two together, but we have to watch what we're saying because I was truly blocking my blessings by saying I don't like crowds. So God honors what we say, amen. The devil hears it, but God honors it. So I'm saying I don't like these crowds. So God was limited in the number so I wouldn't feel a crowd atmosphere, so I wouldn't be overwhelmed. And I had to go back and I had to first repent to God for ever trying to keep him small. And I had to repent to him. And then I asked God, open up the flood. Open up the, touch the hearts of the people that are supposed to be connected to me and need to hear what I have to say. Open it up, God, and I will not be afraid, Lord God. I will stand where you tell me to stand. I will do what you tell me to do, and I will say what you tell me to say. And as I repented to God, he began to open up those prison doors and start sending more people to the services. And he has been sending them. I was in service on Saturday, and the room holds only 100 people, and God allowed the guard, touched the guard's heart to open it up even more and send more people into the service. And that's because I had to repent of the words that I spoke over my own things. So many times we think it's the enemy fighting us, it's our haters fighting us, and in actuality, it's the words that we've spoken. And so I challenge you this week, this day, to go back and repent of those things that you may have said, those things you may have spoken that have caused you to be small, and allow God to enlarge your territory and bless you as like he's never blessed you before. Allow him to use you like he's never used you before. Do not be afraid of success. Sit in your quiet time with God this week and define your own success. Define your plan with God. And once he gives you your plan, give it back to him and watch and see when he blessed it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. God bless you all.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that rich, rich word. God is such a great God. We cannot box him in. I'll be calling you back shortly for the closing after a few brief announcements. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in it. And God, we thank you for the woman of God that had brought us such a rhema word from on high, letting us know that you are big God and that we make you small, that we are snared by the words of our mouth. And God, we shall continue to only speak that which you speak about us, to believe in what you have taught us, and we shall stand firmly on your word. We thank you, God, for your healing mercies. Those that have called in that have infirmities in their bodies, we know that you are a healing God, for your word says, by your stripes we are healed. And God, we thank you for those that have had experiences with loss in their families, God. We ask you to heal their hearts and bring peace to their souls. We thank you for the leaders on this call, that you planted a seed into them, and now we are able to see the fruit that is bared from the tree, from the seeds that you planted in them and their obedience. And we thank you for Artists International and the company that has brought us all together. We ask for your continuous anointing over this company. God, we ask you for your blessings for Extravaganza, that you will show up and show yourself mightily. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line. Lord, help them to open up their hearts to receive you. Let them see you with the eyes of their heart and operate in your will. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we thank you. And we call it done, healed, and whole. And we cover it in your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful message this morning, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POWN. Remember to get ready to attend the Artist Life 2019 Extravaganza in Las Vegas, Nevada, held at the beautiful Lexor Hotel, March 29th, 30th, and 31st. Go back to your back office to get more details. Make your reservations and plan to be there. And definitely, definitely avail yourself for the Sunday morning services that will take place during this conference. There will be a truly blessing from God and an anointing at this service. Right after this call is a new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POWN, and you will be blessed by our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton. Now, thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating everyone and opening us up with that powerful prayer this morning. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Thomasina Pickett, for that wonderful, wonderful, and powerful word of God this morning. Now, will you please come back and close us with our closing benediction? God bless you all, and thank you for allowing me to serve.
Amen, amen, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Have a blessed day, everyone.